Father John Hardin, S.J., now brings you part two and the conclusion of his lecture on the spirituality of Pope John Paul II. Father Hardin.
Well, the Church needs, and this is a necessity that grows out of her nature, is for certain men and women who have received the grace from God to witness to the life of Christ in the world in a way that others who are not thus called do not witness. Others in their way, but religious specifically in theirs. What the Pope is referring to here is the triple totality of an authentic religious vocation. And he's urging superiors to pray that God might enlighten all religious to recognize this importance. That there be the witness to this totality. Totality of what? Of duration. There is nothing, and I've read all that I've been able to get my hands on. I get the Observatory regularly and other sources of information. All that I read in the present Holy Father, he keeps stressing the importance of the lifelong duration of a genuine religious vocation. Now this, of course, is quite contrary to both the thinking and the conduct of so many people. Secondly, and this is the big one, the totality of sacrifice. Now we should not for a moment suppose, as I can keep repeating, having lived with my widowed mother until I finished college and entered the Jesuits, there is no question that a life of sacrifice, and a very demanding sacrifice, can be lived by people in every state of life. However, there is a difference between living a life which involves sacrifice, and God knows the married life today demands a lot of sacrifice, and undertaking a way of life whose very purpose is to sacrifice. Sacrifice is of the essence of authentic religious life. And the more I see what's happening, and in a given week, I dare say I get 40 to 50 pages, maybe a dozen or more letters, depending on the week, and almost as many phone calls of telling me what the latest secularization or some scandalous experience in some community somewhere, and often quite close to home there in New York. And I say to myself, and I want to share this with you, that I suppose somewhere along the line religious have lost some values, and by now too many to want to count them, have lost the vision of their lives being lives precisely of sacrifice. That I undertake a way of life in order to give up. That giving up is of the essence of the vocation. And this is where the three basic sacrifices harmony, chastity, and obedience are so inherent in the religious life. All the Pope is doing, and one reason, I suppose, that so many people are either listening to him or that he's getting so much attention is because we haven't been hearing these words for upwards of 20 years. That a religious gives up material possessions, actually gives them up. That what other people or what anyone illegitimately have a right to possess and acquire and increase, built into the notion of a religious vocation is that I give it up. And so far from wanting to have more, I want to have less. I really want to have less. Then, chastity. Christ himself, when, as you recall, in the same context in Matthew's Gospel, when he had told the rich young man, after the man asked if there's something more he could do, and then Christ told him, well, if you want to be perfect, go and sell what you have, give the proceeds to the poor, and follow me, then, after explaining that, the Pharisees in that same chapter, the Pharisees came along and asked Christ whether it's lawful for a man to put away his wife for any reason. Christ said, put away your wife, marry someone else, you commit adultery. Then the disciples, who were offended over this, well, they considered humanly, if not impossible, very difficult doctrine. Lord, are you sure you meant what you said? Seems to us, real bright insight, seems to us it's better not to marry. Well, what they thought in their unenlightened stupidity in objecting to Christ's teaching, he picked it up. And he said, you've said more than you realize. Then even Peter was speechless. As a matter of fact, now that you've brought it up, there are those who will give up marriage. Not because they have to, because they could not either have sexual relations or bear children, but for the sake of the kingdom, they will give up the prospects of marriage and a family. Now, this I consider chastity to be the main reason for the chaotic state in so many religious communities in the Catholic Church today. I believe the main reason is in three letters. Sex. No other problems are created. Neglect of prayer, disobedience, independence, you name it. But sex, I consider, I couldn't prove it, except that on one occasion, some 15 years ago, our then general of the order wrote to the members of the society, as we call ourselves, and he said, you will never see this in print elsewhere, so I think I better put it in print. The main reason for so many defections, this is among the Jesuits, is the second vow, the vow of chastity. No one in his or her right mind questions the sacrifice this involves. And thirdly, the totality of obedience. As though obedience to the church, which can be quite demanding, or to civil society, which can also be considerable. A religious does the unheard of thing of literally submitting him or herself to a human being as fallible and sinful as the religious himself, in order thereby to be more like Christ. So when the Pope is talking about the need for prayer to see what religious life is, it is to see that the church needs people who practice this kind of totality and further service. Serving whom? The church. That's what a religious takes his vows for, to serve the church, under the church's guidance and subject to her authority. Now, what the Pope is painfully aware of, and there are no illusions about it, he knows that instead of giving this kind of witness which the church and the world need, of total lifelong sacrificial service, there is so much counter-witness being given in so many parts of the world by religious who are not living up to say the least, their vowed commitments. I heard yesterday, heard a rumor earlier, but I heard it confirmed yesterday, that the Eastern Provincial of the religious of the Sisters of Notre Dame de Namur, who were a large and very influential community in the church, who have gone quite secular. Their present Mother General is Daniel Turner, about whom I'm sure some of you have heard, one of the architects of the LCWR. Well, the Eastern Provincial made a public statement and put it in a letter which she sent to all the members of her province. She said, "I can no longer remain provincial in a community that is no longer faithful to the Catholic Church. I hereby resign my office, and I want the whole world to know why." I lecture at their college, Trinity College in Washington, so I'll get the full story when I'm there in a couple of weeks. But what one provincial has the courage to do, so many, so far from having the courage to do that, they love it. In other words, the counter witness, the opposite of this, is the main reason, I would say, under God, the fundamental reason why religious vocations have reached an all-time low in the Western world. So much for the need for prayer. The Pope continues on the subject of prayer, urging religious to pray first of all that each man and woman religious, here's his language, find joyful fulfillment in the religious state. everybody is talking about fulfillment. Well, frankly, if a person were happy in whatever state of life they're in, they wouldn't be talking about finding fulfillment elsewhere. So he urges the necessity of prayer that each individual religious find his or her joyful fulfillment in the state of life into which they have entered. And I would stress the adjective joyful. That doesn't mean going around with a silly grin on your face. It doesn't mean cracking jokes. It doesn't mean loud, raucous laughter at 11:30 at night over cans of beer. It means a joy that springs from a heart that is convinced that God loves it because I am honestly trying to do His will. Again, the Pope urges each institute to pray for itself and to pray for one another, to recognize the difficulties, to be perfectly honest in recognizing the problems that are facing him in his life today, and strive to overcome them. I have by now talked to too many major superiors, both men and women, and some heads of communities that are in real trouble. All I can tell you is, you talk to some of these superiors, well, by now, afterward, you acquire a reputation. You have yours and I've got mine. Or some people just don't give you a chance to talk to them. But when they did, past tense, or when I hear people are spoken to, it's as though there is nothing wrong. They wonder what all the excitement is about. They wonder why a Jesuit committed suicide in Philadelphia last month. I know why. And I don't have to write a book to describe it. Honesty in facing up to the horrendous problems. Last week's America magazine, I'm not recommending reading it, I just want to mention it. The whole issue is on heresy. Well, read it and weep. They got 5 outstanding dissidents among theologians in Europe and America. You could almost name, without a second thought, some of them. Yes, Charles Curran. Yes, Richard McBrien. Yes, Avery Dulles. The whole issue devoted to debunking Pope John Paul II and his witch hunting. You want to scream? Wouldn't help. Want to cry? Waste of tears. Thank God for the present Pope. But he needs a lot of help. Because those who don't believe in the religious life, their number is legion. and they are very influential. To recognize, be perfectly honest, and in God's holy name, do something about it. The Pope urged the major superiors, as the representatives of all the religious communities in the Church, to pray as they've never prayed before for vocations. People are not even talking about what has happened to religious vocations. The last figure, and it's got worse since then, that in the then, some 12 years prior to the statistics with which the then vocations were being compared, they had dropped since the council by 87%. And I repeat, the figure is worse. I'm sure it's over 90% loss. Whole school systems have been gutted. Detroit no longer has a Catholic school system. New York no longer has a Catholic school system. Last Thursday, one of my students in the graduate school brought two of her students from the high school where she teaches to the class. Have I mentioned any of this before?
Yes.
Well, there's more sins. John is the boy's name. And he's telling me about one after the other of his teachers, what they're teaching. But the only thing they were told in class was that all contemplative order should be suppressed. They are misfits. There are 1,200 children in that Catholic high school. Catholic high school. God save the mark. It's not a Catholic school. So vocations, but they better be honest to God vocations. Because as I know, and this is my business, no ordinary religious vocation is a match for the devil today. You better be strong. And finally, still on the level of prayer, the Pope is asking religious. Could he be more frank? For a deeper, this is the Pope talking, for a deeper contemplative spirit in all religious communities. The Church never needed contemplatives more than she needs them today. Activists. The Church is lousy with activists. What she needs is more contemplatives. Now the subject of witness. In speaking to the major superiors, knowing full well what's going on, there are over 4,000 religious institutes canonically approved in the Catholic Church today. That's a lot of institutes. He knows that with many of these institutes, they do not have a rule of life or a constitution that either conforms to the church's teaching, or that is clear and unambiguous for the members to follow. I don't think I've seen this combination of words before, but they make sense. Make sure, he says, that all of your communities have a rule of stable life. First, the rule, regularity. Certain things are done at a certain time, regularly. Anytime you want to learn Latin, let me know and I'll be happy to teach you. Regulon is a Latin word for rule. And leave it to us to make both a verb and a noun out of it. Regulate and regulation. And regular rhythm. The essence of rule, the built-in nutrient, is regulation, regularity. It's been this way from the beginning, and it'll be this way wherever their religious communities still survive. You just don't do as you please and call it religious life. It isn't. So the Pope speaks of, first, make sure you've got a rule, which may be lost in the transition from the Latin to the English language. Rule means a regular. A regular means something that regulates, that is regular, that has regularity, that implies regulation. So nobody likes regulation. That's a lie. Nobody naturally likes regulation. Well, that's what religious life was all about. It's not natural. What do you mean it's not natural? I said, it's not natural. Well, what is it? It's supernatural. That's what grace is all about. But then, not merely rule, but a stable life. For failure to live up to the primary condition of the religious life, we have developed, how dare we call it religious life anymore, massive instability. And in our communities, many don't even know who belongs or who doesn't belong anymore. They really don't. Stable life. And this, of course, is something that in our very unstable society, and now we're ready to at least start the section on witness, this is one of the big things which the Pope says religious life is to witness to. Stability. The Lord forgive those who have created a counter-witness of instability.
Please turn over to side B and push the play button immediately without rewinding the tape.